Simon & Schuster Audio presents Fen, Bog, and Swamp, a short history of peatland destruction and its role in the climate crisis, by Annie Prue, read by Gabra Zachman.
This little book is dedicated to the people of Ecuador, who made their land the first country in the world to include legal rights for natural ecosystems in its constitution. The recent ruling against mining companies to protect the Andean cloud forest Los Cedros is a significant event for the world. Why Fens, Bogs, and Swamps? These pages started out as a personal essay to help me understand the wetlands that are so intimately tied to the climate crisis. The literature is massive, and I had to narrow down the focus to those special wetlands that form the peat that holds in the greenhouse gases CO2 and methane, the fens, bogs, and swamps, and how humans have interacted with them over the centuries. The essay grew into this small book. I am not a scientist, and much of the material I found was presented in specialized vocabularies which I have tried to avoid when possible. I suspect this gulf of esoteric language is an important part of the disconnection between science and ordinary readers. There are people who are fond of tracing ideas and their connections in unlikely places and old books. I am one of them. I am easily enchanted when an odd idea or phrase looms on a page, often showing an invisible link. It is a little like a foggy summer morning when we can see beaded spider webs strung between stalks and stems, between tree and ground, twig and leaf. As the sun heats the earth, the droplets evaporate, and the illusion that the entire world is held together by fine spider threads evaporates with it. Annie Prue. Fen. A fen is a peat-forming wetland that is at least partly fed by waters that have contact with mineral soils, such as rivers and streams flowing in from higher ground. Such mineratrophic water can support reeds and marsh grasses. Fen waters tend to be deep. Bog. A bog is a peat-making wetland with a water source that is not in contact with mineral soil, rainfall. The ombrotrophic water supports sphagnum mosses.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?